Riding with Brennan is now proudly sponsored by Michigan Biker Law. Michigan Biker Law is the only law firm that exclusively represents motorcyclists. They're there to pick you up if you go down. Brennan and Michigan Biker Law hope you will enjoy this episode of Riding with Brennan, and we will see you on the road.
Brennan, Ride with Brennan. Thanks for tuning in to another show. I'm here today with a real important person, not Tank, but Tank. I'm here with my buddy Tank from Brotherhood, from 508 Fab in St. John's.
Survivors.
Tank. Oh, sorry, Survivors. My bad. I was hanging out with Brotherhood yesterday.
Yep.
So, and I'm here with Jinx, the state of Michigan representative, Motorcycle Riders Foundation.
Right.
So tell us, and this is an important foundation. Tell us about the MRF. What it is. What it does.
Well, I'll start from the beginning.
Always a good place.
Abates from across the United States took and got together and started the MRF. And the reason that was started is because they wanted to know what laws were coming from other countries before they got here so we could fight them before they became laws.
Which is way easier than after.
Right.
So,
and I'll use Michigan as an example. It took us, and no one said that we would ever get it done, but we did. It took us 37 years to get a choice in this state about wearing a helmet or not wearing a helmet.
Good example. Yeah.
Right.
Yep, I do. Yep. A long time.
That's why we fight the stuff right from the beginning.
Yep. That's funny because I remember rides going to Ohio. And as soon as you hit that border, all you see is everybody shoving it into their saddlebag. So,
well, I done the one time in Muskegon, they had that thing called Bike Time.
Still have it, yep.
I done a live broadcast in Muskegon with a guy from Fox News on 13. He says, "Why are you guys pushing this?" I says, "There's a number of reasons." And he said, "What's that?" And I said, "You know, and this was the year before we got a choice, that it was passed." I said, "Do you know how much tourism the state loses because having a helmet law?" And he turned around and said, "No." I says, beer distributors, motels, gas stations, if you got a helmet law in your state, people that don't have helmet laws will not run through your state.
They might not even have a helmet with them.
Right. And that's been a proven fact. Well, then they turned around and they said, he asked me, I says, "I want you to do me one favor." And he said, "What?" I says, "If it passes, I want you to come back here next year. I'll be here." I says, "And I want you to do one thing." And he said, "What's that?" I says, "I want you to come back here with your camera and walk down the rows of all the motorcycles that's here and take pictures of plates."
Yep.
He turned around and said, "Really?" I says, "Yeah." And I says, "Then you come back to me and tell me how many different states are here."
Right.
Yep.
Out of 50 states, there was over 30 states that came here.
That's just facts, man.
Yep.
It's
so that proved that point. And he turned around and he says, "You're absolutely right." He says, "I can see why you guys pushed so hard." And I says, "Okay, now," I says, "what was the furthest state that you've seen that was here?" He says, "There was two of them." He says, "There was a biker here from Alaska."
Nice.
"And there was a biker here from Hawaii. He had to take and put his bike on the ship to come here in California, but then he rode to here."
That's badass, eh?
That is.
So that proved a point.
Yep.
How many members are there in the MRF? And is it national? Is there one, like, every state? I guess?
Yeah. Every state, every abate belongs to the MRF.
Okay.
That's, and then there's like, what, 17 or something different regions and like right. in Michigan that belong to that?
Yeah. It's like Michigan. We have 20-some regions.
Okay.
Just in this state.
Okay.
Of abate. Every one of them regions belongs to the MRF.
Okay.
And the reason we do that is because we want to take and get spread the word all over. I mean, I go to different clubs and talk. I go to different venues, like bike, you know, say like the Blessing of Bikes that I was at 2 weeks ago. I talk about all this stuff. And I'm trying to take and get it across to people that our future is on the line.
It literally is not a figure of speech. It's literal.
It's on the line. Yeah. And the more we get people, bikers, involved in this, the better off there is that it is. And I tell everybody this. There's one thing government, the more they can divide us, the more they can conquer us.
Yep, exactly.
The more we do together, the less they're going to screw with us.
Yep, and when Jinx says bikers, we're not just Harleys. We're talking...
Every bike that's
adventure
made.
Adventure bikes, crotch rockets. Right. It doesn't matter. Yep. Name, brand, whatever.
Right.
Yep, just like my shop, we work on all brakes. I do. I even do mopeds. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
It's all important.
Yep. So, and that's the biggest thing. We got to educate. We got to educate everybody on this. And that's the way you do it. When you can take, and just like you're doing right now. We're educating people right now doing a podcast.
Yep.
The one thing, and I'll take, and I'll go back onto this. We have one congressman, and we made it in D.C., that we have a motorcycle caucus committee.
Very cool.
And you know Tim Wahlberg?
Yep, yep. Tim Wahlberg, yep.
He's the head of this motorcycle caucus committee.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
He's from Michigan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Anything that we want, he takes and does for us.
Good.
I mean, he's a bike rider, too. He understands where we're coming from. And that's what we need. We need, you know, and a lot of people need to take and say this, too. If you're a biker, you vote, we need to put more bikers in political offices.
Absolutely.
That's how we're going to win this stuff.
Yep.
So a lot of people are probably like, well, what stuff? Like, what's the pressing, you know, what's a bill right now that's on the floor? I know we talked a bit about, as BMW as an example, what made them stop producing bikes and start again? I guess explain that.
It was because of the Green Deal.
Okay.
And electric. These people build electric motorcycles. But what they ain't telling you is, and Harley's had it, they have an electric motorcycle.
Yep.
But it's like they had bikes catch on fire with the batteries in them like they do cars.
Yeah, I've spoken to a couple dealerships that are spacing themselves away from them a bit, the live wire.
Yep.
You take any biker. I mean, I'm in my 70s. I'll never own one of them.
Right.
I'm an old biker. I'm going to be riding these. But we want to stop them from, like they did with BMW, they can do this with anybody right now the way it is. We want to stop them from taking saying you have to buy an electric vehicle.
Right.
I ain't buying no electric car, neither. I ain't nothing to do with electric vehicles.
Yeah, and especially forcing us. Like, it's not even giving us a fucking option is my problem. Right? I mean, if someone wants to ride an electric bike, I guess I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
But don't say I have to because you want to, right?
Right, exactly. And Tim Wahlberg's wrote bills on this already.
Okay. And I'll get contact for Tim, and I'll put it up so anybody that's interested in contacting him and learning more, as well as the MRF and Abate info. We'll send a bunch of people we can there. Anybody rides, especially younger riders, because the older generation that care and fight a bit more, it seems like we're getting old.
Right.
And
I ask that question all the time. When I go to different clubs, I says, let me ask you guys something. If I die tomorrow, who's going to take my place?
Who's going to grab the torch?
Right. And we got to have that.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
Yes, we do.
So younger riders, get involved. And you might not think you make a difference, but you do. And the more of you that get involved, the more difference we can make for the different things.
But see, not EPA isn't just the EPA. Right here, NHTSA.
Oh, yeah.
They're involved in this, too.
Is that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, right?
And then Environmental Protection.
How'd you know that?
Acronyms, man.
It's my thing. Yeah. And effectively required is 67.5% of U.S. vehicles sales to be electric by 2032.
So that's less than a decade.
Right.
Yep.
That's in my lifetime, in your lifetime, in your lifetime.
Yep, right. For sure. Yep.
Okay. And then Congress has legislated action to stop the EPA proposals with H.R. 4468.
That's the bill.
Right. That's the bill number.
Yep.
And then the Senate bill is 3094. You can go on the sites, on the MRF sites, and you can, when we do a call to action, it's for everybody to go on them sites and voice their opinion.
Good. How does someone join the MRF? Do they have to be a bait to give you the MRF, or is it?
No.
I know it's kind of symbiotic.
We'd rather have you be an Abate member and an MRF member.
Sure.
The difference between Abate and the MRF is, Abate does all state legislation. MRF is all national.
Okay.
That's the difference. I mean, we work together, but that's the difference in it.
And it's good to be involved at both levels,
right,
I think.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. So,
yep. What's the cost for Abate and what's the cost for MRF for an individual member?
It's $35 for the MRF. For individual members, but you get an accidental $4,000 insurance policy on you for being a member in the MRF. Abate, you get a $3,500. So, I mean, it's not a lot of money,
but
that money would. Say if you was in a bad bike wreck and you died, that would go towards your family. Your family could take and use it for cremation or whatever they wanted, you know.
Yeah, and
I mean, it's only a couple lattes, right?
Yeah.
Or a few beers at the bar. I mean, and that lasts you all year, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
It's.
But see, that's another thing, too. I don't drink. I quit. I used to.
Same here.
But it ain't worth it to me to ride a motorcycle, to take and drink and drive.
Amen.
Because, you know, you take a look at all accidents, and especially a biker. Even if it wasn't your fault and you're drunk and someone hits you, they're coming after you because you was drinking and driving.
Yep.
Yeah, yep.
And that's another thing people don't understand.
There's no good that can come from it, right?
No.
It's only bad stuff that can come from it.
Right.
So it's not, like you said, it's not worth it. I was talking to my buddy Jarhead to someone about it, South Dakota. Sturgis old school used to just pay your fine, sleep in the tank, get out. Right. It's not on your record, but now,
now it's not like
ruin
that.
Your life.
Yep.
You know, so it's not worth it at all. So I get it.
I mean, you know, we can't tell people not to drink. Because that we ain't into that.
Right.
But, you know, common sense again.
Right.
It's right back to common sense.
Yeah. Something this country's lacking a lot of lately.
People's got to use common sense.
Yeah. And again, it comes down to choice. Like, I'm not going to tell somebody not to drink and drive or not to drink because I don't want to, right? They have a choice. And like you said, if their common sense is natural selection comes into play at some point, right?
I'll give you an example. He belongs to the Survivors.
Yep.
I belong to Blue Angels.
Yep.
When you're riding in a pack, someone's drunk and they do one slip up, it could take and mean that you're going to take the whole pack out.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
Yep, absolutely.
It's catastrophic, man.
And that's what I look at. It ain't worth it to me to hurt one of my brothers or take and hurt another biker.
Right.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, like more than 100%. I mean, that's for sure. We all got to look out for each other.
Right.
Right.
And I think as a community as a whole, we do more so than most other
communities. Absolutely.
So, so someone wants to be a member of the MRF, they just go on the website, join, or what is that?
I got applications.
Okay.
I could have some at 508 if anybody wants to stop.
Okay.
Pick them up at 508.
I'll have some. You know what? I'll take some with me. And I'm at the Blessing and Baldwin, and I'm inside the airport with my tent with the guys from Knights of the Road. I'll bring some with me. If you want to give me one, I'll make copies.
Okay.
And I'll take some, and we can. You're not far from me at all, so I can come
over. Knights of the Road ride with us, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Twix is going to be with me there.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
So I can do that. So if you're interested in joining, I'll have this out probably, for sure, before the May 19th. So we can do that. And I don't know about Abate, guys. I know Abate's probably going to be pretty heavily represented there.
Right. Region 5 will be there.
Okay.
That's their region.
Okay.
Up there in Baltimore.
This area around here is Region 9, right? Lansing area.
Here, Jackson, Branch, Calhoun, and Hillsdale County is Region 13.
All right, Lansing.
And Portland. That's Region 9.
Okay. And there's a map if you guys go to MichiganAbate.com or something like that. Right. I know they have a map on there because I got on there to look around.
So the CPA and this mileage thing, which is the irony of it, is that insurance-wise, we're not even considered motor vehicles, bikers, right?
No, Michigan.
Right.
You're considered a pedestrian.
Yeah.
You ain't even considered as a motorcyclist.
So how is that double-edged? Like, what the fuck? I mean, so you're going to try to legislate us as a vehicle, but not insure us as a fucking vehicle? How does that work, right?
Well, it's going back to the insurance. Okay? If you... You got to get plates. You got to have insurance to ride in Michigan.
Right.
Okay. But if you get in an accident, you only got, there's three-tier system now. You got, if a car hits you and he's only got $50,000 coverage, that's all a biker gets.
Yep.
If he's got $250,000, that's all you get. $500,000, that's all you get. But I kept everything. I hate insurance, but I kept everything unlimited. Because unlimited, if I'm in an accident, I don't care if it's in my car, my truck, or whatever it is, I want to make sure that I'm protected from being sued.
For sure. Absolutely. Especially in today's day and age where everybody's too happy for...
Right.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep. And Herb is really into the insurance
thing. Yep, which I told you I'm going to get with him hopefully tomorrow or next week.
So this CPA shit is going to... I hear like some of the slip-ons are going to be considered illegal and you won't be able to buy them anymore.
Well, we fought that too. There used to be a saying that it was... When you custom paint chrome, well, the EPA is involved in that, that if you got, if you change your pipes and you want to put drag pipes on or tune headers or that, if a cop does a decimal read on you and saying your bike's too loud, you're in trouble for that. It's right back to, we can't do what we want to do to our own bikes.
Let's face it, motorcycles aren't seen, they're heard.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, first, right, usually, yeah, absolutely, almost, yep, always. Almost that, always.
There's an old saying, loud pipes save lives.
That's, well, a fact.
Reason emergency vehicles have the loud things, right? They're heard from miles away so that people know to pull over,
people
and get
start
around.
Looking, yeah.
Exactly.
See, yep,
absolutely,
exactly.
Yes.
So it's not just because it sounds cool, but it,
nope,
does.
It does.
It's not just because of that. Right. But, I mean, that's going to affect shops like yours because you're going to have to, like, a shitload of hoops to jump through to work on anybody's bike.
Absolutely.
And the more bullshit they throw at you.
When Jenks come to one of our meetings and he was talking about it, and I'm like, wow, I guess I didn't realize how much it had impacted me, you know. Yeah, I got my drag specialties catalog in it, and in the front of the book, you know, it tells you about it, and you're kind of like, eh. But then he's in there and talking, and I'm like, you know, let me look into this a little bit. And I told him, I said, hey, I'm going to get with you, and here we are today.
Yep.
You know, I definitely want to get more involved. I think it's important, you know. Not just for me, but for my kids' future, for my grandkids',
right,
future.
Sure.
You know, eventually I have grandkids. I mean,
I started, and I know you probably did too. I started when I was a kid riding dirt bikes.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Typically, the,
my dad had a Goldwing. He had a Harley. Yeah, I mean,
right,
we rode all kinds of different things.
Them dirt bikes are the gateway bike.
Right. Mini bikes, yep. Yeah.
But we fight for dirt bikes too.
Yeah, and yeah, that's what people understand. It is dirt,
right,
bikes, and it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. It's everybody should be involved.
Yeah, you go to a motocross track, they got electric dirt bikes. I mean,
oh, they're pushing them big on, oh, yeah, social media, yeah, on like, yeah, the TikTok and other stuff. You see,
yeah,
a lot of, it's just not right, man.
Yep.
I mean,
no.
And to each their own again, but I don't want to have to be forced to do anything.
Right.
You know,
right,
not
right,
in this country, I didn't,
right,
even think.
Everything, to me, everything is about choice.
Thank you. Me too. Yes.
I do not like the government taking, telling me what I can do and what I can't do. And I know it's the same with you guys. That, you know, we're human beings. We're older. Sure, we made mistakes when we were younger. But the older you get, the more you learn, the more you change.
Yeah. And amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can't be old and wise if you're not young,
no,
and dumb, right?
That's right. Yep.
So Abate, you guys work a lot in conjunction with Abate. And on a state level, especially a state like ours that is typically, and I hate to bring politics into it, but it is what it is. It's typically Democrat, and they seem to pass. And if you're watching, you're Democrat, I'm not trying to single anybody out or anything, but typically that side of the aisle, per se, is the ones that say, I don't like it, so you can't do it.
Right.
So it's more important than ever for us to be involved in states like this with
Abate.
Well,
let's put it this way. I'm an NRA member, too.
Okay.
I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in the Constitution.
Ditto. Ditto.
Yep.
Yep.
And when we got people in our government, I don't care if it's this state or any state, when we got people in government that go against our Constitution, I got a serious problem with that.
Right, and the way you're going to stop that is to get involved, whether people realize,
exactly,
it or not.
And, you know, some people might be pro-gun, some people might not, but let's face it, the NRA has kept a lot of stuff out of here.
You betcha.
Yeah.
And that's what we want the MRF and Abate to do, is keep what rights we have.
As motorcyclists.
Right.
Right.
Going
enthusiasts,
forward.
Enthusiasts, bikers,
right,
whatever you want to call yourself if you're on two,
right,
wheels.
Yep.
Right.
So.
It's called, latest is robo-taxi.
So that's something that's being pushed along with electric vehicles, is the autonomous,
right,
vehicles.
Right.
Like if you know anybody that has a Tesla, for example, they have the self-driving already, and there was a recent accident that killed a biker we were talking about,
right,
and I think there's a lawsuit pending with Tesla. I don't want to speculate, but
right.
So now the robo taxis are coming.
Right. And you know what this is? A robo taxi is similar to Uber, but without a driver.
Okay, yep. Yeah.
And
so taking another job.
I don't want any vehicle on the road without a driver.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the back seat as it's going off the cliff, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's hackers every day that do stuff for shits and giggles, right?
Right.
So I don't want to be in the car when that happens.
Exactly.
So when you go, so.
But the MRF had a meeting with these people already.
Okay.
And they're starting to back off. They know our concerns. And.
Which are valid.
Their safety of bikers and will be collaborated with allies on issues we agree upon. So
better to work together than
there's a door that's open on it already.
Yep.
It's throwing out that olive branch to them when they do the right thing, right?
Right,
right.
So I should say, when you join the MRF, you'll get the American Bikers Journal that has information from all the states,
right,
and a brief oversight of different things that are going on in the legislature and how they're fighting and what they're fighting. So that comes bi-monthly, so six times a year.
This is every 2 months.
Yep, every 2 months. And then the Abate one would come every month.
Right.
So, and that's the local state one.
Right.
And to join, I'll put links up for both. We really urge everybody to get involved with that.
You know, one thing, us older guys like the newspapers and things we can hold and read. But I know I get a bunch of emails and I read them. So you'll get emails about what's going on too for you digital kids, you know, because we do want the younger people to get involved because we need them.
We need
every person to be involved.
What everyone's got to tell the younger generation is we're doing this for them because, like I said earlier, when I'm gone, who's going to take my place and who's going to keep pushing this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. You know? When this generation goes, if not us, who?
Right.
Right? So I'd love to keep my faith in humanity and think that there's some people that are going to pick it up and go. But, I mean, with every generation, I think this kind of shit gets smaller and there's less people involved, and that's a shame,
right.
You know, because then it gives the, you know, our voice is smaller and smaller, and eventually it'll disappear, and they can do whatever they want then, right? So,
right. And that, you know, it's like I've had this question asked to me, too. Why don't you run for an office? I says, one
too
thing.
Too honest for it?
Huh?
Too honest for it, huh?
And I turned around and told him, I says, the people that's in offices today, they got big bucks.
Yes.
They're buying their way into office. I says, I don't have them big bucks.
Right.
I said, I wouldn't mind being in office, but I'll use Michigan. Is these people and the House people, these people make big money. But what I'm saying is they ain't there half the time. We need to make our government where it's, if you're going to be part-time, then let's have a part-time government. We ain't got to, you live like we live.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the way I feel about it. Not everyone feels that way, but that's the way I feel about it.
Oh, I think a lot of people feel
that way.
I
think a lot of people,
at least give them part-time fucking pay, at least, right? Oh, yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with that. I think a lot of people are fed up with what's going on. And eventually, it's going to have to be a clean sweep and start from scratch, I think.
Right.
So.
I was a precinct delegate in the Republican Party, and I went to a Republican meeting here in Jackson. The Republican Party started in Jackson.
Yep.
And started in Hillsdale.
Yep, and I learned that actually doing
Lincoln.
The show.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
But the meeting I was at, there was people that knew me that asked this question. They said, why aren't you a precinct delegate anymore? And I says, You really want me to answer that? And they said, yes. And I says, okay, I'm going to be on up front with you. I says, it ain't just the Democrats that's bad. There's Republicans that's bad.
Oh, absolutely. It's both parties.
Oh, it's both parties.
Two wings of the same bird.
Right. Yep.
And I turn around and I say this. I said, look, when Trump was running for a second term, okay, I said, what made me quit was, I says, Michigan law reads that polls open at 7 o'clock in the morning and they close at 8 o'clock in the evening unless you're in line at that precinct.
Right, right.
So
turned into unless
I turned around and I says, this is why I quit. And they said, why? I says, because, and I'm glad Shirky's gone. I said, when you got a leader that's, they did not protest the next day of them drop boxes being turned in. I said this right off the bat. I said, every one of them should have been burned. They shouldn't have counted. And they let it get away. I mean, you could have seen it on the news.
Yep.
It showed it where in Detroit, they turned around and blocked the windows at the places so you couldn't see what was going on.
Yep.
And I said, that's bull.
Yep.
It is.
So that's another problem I got with.
But just like you said, if we get involved, we can change some of that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to get involved. We can't sit home. We can't, you know, can't sit home, watch TV, and think, it's just going to work itself out.
Well, and I think if you're for or against what happens and you don't stay active and try to do something different, at the very least, vote.
Right.
You lose your right to bitch.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
You just have to deal with the outcome. You can't complain about the grocery prices or the fuel prices. You didn't vote. That was your voice. And it doesn't matter who you vote for. Vote for whoever you want. But that's the most important right we have, right? So that's where it starts. Yep. That's where everything starts, at the ballot
and
box.
A lot of people don't believe your vote counts. It does count. But when you have crooked stuff that happened like it did the last time, that's why people think that your vote won't count.
Yeah. Right. Well, that taints the whole.
But if you sit home, like you said earlier, and you don't vote and get the people that you want in office, then you ain't got nobody to blame but yourself.
Right. Yeah, you can't complain at that point. So, but I can't stress enough, as motorcyclists, as enthusiasts, as bikers, as whatever the hell you are on two wheels, this is stuff you should be involved in.
Right.
I mean, at least this. Whether, and all the other rights, there's plenty of groups for the other rights, but as us, as a community.
Let me get another book.
All right, we're going to get another book.
That's the one Abate puts out every month.
All right. Okay, I took a quick pause so he can grab another. And here's the Abate pamphlet, flyer, that is monthly. This one will come to you monthly if you join Abate, which you should, which is the state-level legislation for bikers. And
Michigan Rider.
Yeah. It's called Michigan Rider, Abate, Michigan Newsletter. So how much is it for to join Abate?
You can be a member for $25, but if you want this here to come to your house, it's $30.
Okay, and that's annual or month?
Huh?
Monthly or annual?
No, a year.
Year.
Well, that's not bad. Shit.
No.
That's what I said. For $65, you can be part of all this and get your letter. You know, so you can write letters to your senators and House and whoever you need to write letters to let them know, hey, you don't agree with this. You know, this is bad news, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you can't just sit at your clubhouse and be like, that's bullshit, we got to put up with this. And you didn't do anything when you knew about it coming, right?
So, or sat at the bar with your buddies or eating a burger or whatever you want to do. You just, we got to get involved to make it stop, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get our voice heard for sure.
Yep.
So how long have you been involved with?
I'm a life member in Abate.
And Abate, how long have you been the state rep for MRF?
I've been state rep now for In between 10 to 15 years.
Okay. How long has MRF been around?
They've been around since the 80s.
Okay. Okay. Right about the Hayabusa era. This is
the Meeting of the Minds this year is in St. Louis, Missouri. And this is the 40th year for the MRF.
Oh, okay. So quite a while.
Yeah.
And
now you were saying there was something going on in September for that, right?
What?
For a bait?
Yeah.
For a bait, yep.
Freedom Ride? Ride for Freedom?
This is September 12th.
Okay.
Is a Freedom Rally.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and where's that? Explain that to me. Where's the Freedom Rally? Is that like at the cap?
Every region takes and has a meeting place.
Okay.
And we take and meet, and then we ride in, and it usually starts at noon.
Where does it? Does it finish at the Capitol building?
Yep.
And it's on a Wednesday intentionally.
Yep.
And this is what I love, because most of, we talked about this off camera, but most of the rides and events at the Capitol, albeit great and the good things that need to happen, but on the weekends,
right.
Most of the time, like once in a while, you get somebody that's for your event, legislator to come out, but on a Wednesday, everybody's there, right? You've got to see us on a Wednesday. So so that's kind of cool. That's a good way to do it. I like that a lot.
And, too, this year, we're trying to get more bike clubs there and everything. You go to the Freedom Rally, you get a free meal.
Wow.
Well, they have
fish fry. I'm sure I'm
fish
going.
Fish fry, okay. Yep. Yeah, me and you were in,
yeah,
definitely.
Still, guys bought free food, man. You know we're there. So
last year we had walleye, trout. There was like four or five different.
There's a food trailer down there then that we go.
This guy cooks it right. He's got a regular thing that he sets up outdoors and cooks it right there. It's all fresh.
Yep.
That'd be a good guy to donate to, too, man. I'm sure he puts his money in.
Well, we pay for him to be there.
Okay. So what's the best way? Now, for the older generation, everybody's going to, I'm sure the preferred method is to write snail mail, even some emails. But say you put a call to action out, like, hey, we need you guys to call so-and-so, Tim, I think his name.
Yeah, Tim Wolbert.
Tim Wolbert. Yeah.
He's for us, though.
Yeah, so we need to.
The MRF puts out the call to action. A bait will put out, we need you to take and contact your house people or your senators. We take and, it's like our region, we put on, it's going to be August 3rd this year, we put on what we call a pack run.
Okay. Political action.
Yep. And we use everything that we collect to run that run. We use to take and put in for PAC to give money to people that's going to fight for us.
Because, like you said, freedom ain't free.
Right.
It costs money to get to run. It costs money to win.
Yep.
So it's definitely a thing. Well, Tank, what do you think, man? You got one more data or info? What are you thinking?
I think we got pretty good. You know, he talked about BMW, how they stopped building bikes for a little while, and they went back, told him, hey, that's what they want, you know, keep on building. And then, you know, I think it was off camera, we covered a little bit about Honda Goldwings now aren't being built here in the U.S. You know, you got to go in and order them, and they're being shipped over. You know, we want to try and keep that manufacturing here too. That's jobs for our generations to come. You know,
see, Honda, when they used to build them here, it was in Ohio.
Yeah,
that Honda plant.
Yep.
Okay. Now they're building cars in that plant.
Okay, I thought generators too, but maybe both. I don't know.
Yeah. They ain't building bikes
anymore. No. Yep. And it should be emphasized that BMW didn't just take a break. They were going to stop production altogether.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Just done.
They did.
They were done. So.
And then they took and the MRF got a hold of them and that and talked to them and said, please build your bikes.
Yeah. And those BMW riders, they're a different breed, man.
They ride some miles.
Yes.
Snow.
Yep.
Yeah. I think the high viz comes with the bikes, maybe.
I think so.
You always see those guys. I admire them, man.
Yeah.
They do put the miles on, for sure.
I got a couple at work that ride BMWs, and those guys ride a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Good for them. Yeah.
They should get involved. They take trips.
Yep. Yeah, even more reason to get involved. Yep, and,
yep. Absolutely, so. Yep.
All right, Jinx, thanks a bunch for your time, man. Letting us us into your home on a, what is it, Thursday night?
Yep. Yeah. I missed my dinner ride with 508 dinner ride.
Oh, man.
But that's all right. I don't need that many dinners.
Yeah, I can afford to skip a meal, right? So thanks again, and I'm sure I'll see you around a lot of events. Yes. And like you said, Blue Angels, I do a lot of stuff. Well, I guess I do some stuff with them.
Yep.
Lansing more so than the other ones, but.
Yep.
Well, you talk about Knights of the Road.
Yeah.
I lost my wife. It's going on 4 years now. And Knights of the Road approached me and they said, Jinx, for $160, we'll put your wife's name up on the wall in Bowerville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it.
Good, man.
Well, just got Gabe,
yep.
The kid that worked for me that passed away September 7th last year in a motorcycle accident. He's going to be on the wall. We just sent in the app. Yeah.
Right.
That's a great thing they have going there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
I mean, it shows you how much the bikers do stick together. And, you know, they got to make money too. But this is how you keep the brotherhood and sisterhood where they're together.
Exactly why I'm collecting donations for them at the fucking event, because yep. It's such a cool thing to have.
It is.
That I don't think everybody knows about.
No, right? Right. No.
I appreciate you coming on. Appreciate what you're doing for us motorcyclists.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you for coming on and doing that.
This is my pleasure, man. Yeah. I'd love to come to the ride, too, and do a follow-up stuff like that, like the events I want to come to.
I got his number.
Well, I'm joining, too. So.
Okay.
Yep.
You got my number. We're in the group chat now. Oh, boy.
Right.
Here come the memes.
Right, exactly. You got to watch out for that guy.
Yeah.